flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Now I know what the Beatles felt like, Spike.
It is a madhouse at McGurk's and Royers Ford.
We're barely making it back to break in time.
They're doing it without you.
Perfect. E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Too fast.
I know. Yeah. I don't. It's all right.
You did that on purpose.
I know. It's time for everybody's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Listen, sometimes you gotta go for what works. You know what I mean?
Give the people what they want.
Gotta give the people what they want. So what I have for you today is the top five, my top five, favorite NFC Championship game moments. Number five, I take you back to maybe the most exciting play of an NFC Championship game. And that was 2017, when I think we knew the game was over.
First and 10 at the 41. Clement, the single setback. Three receivers right, one left. They come right back. It's a flea flicker. Back to Foles. He's going deep down the far side of the field. And it is caught! Touchdown! Torrey Smith! 41 yards!
It's about to get turned up in here.
About to get turned up in here.
What a moment that was. I think that football game had the best atmosphere of maybe any sporting event I've ever been to. That win, like the elation and the joy that was happening in the Link that day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was such a cool place
to be. And the great thing about that game is that we did get that feeling early. I mean, once we got through the opening drive, and we were able to get the pick six, from Patrick Robinson?
Yep.
Yeah, be able to get the pick six. I mean, that opened up the floodgates. We didn't look back after that.
Yeah, a flea flicker right out of halftime, too. Didn't even.
Was that after halftime?
Yeah, they stepped on a throat.
Okay.
Like, they didn't let the Vikings back in that one. My fourth favorite NFC Championship game moment. Now, there wasn't much from 2022. It was kind of just...
Oh, was that the 49er game?
Yeah, it was, again, workmanlike. But who could forget when our old friend Hassan Reddick took out Brock Purdy?
The give is a fake, and the pass goes up, and it is intercepted, I believe. They fake it, and it goes, now they're going to say incomplete.
No, he just gets hammered by Hassan Reddick as he's trying to throw the football.
Johnson under center on second down. Johnson fakes. He's back. Reddick's got him again. Another sack for Reddick down to the 10-yard line.
Hoss Reddick once again. Oh, my goodness. This guy is so good at getting to the quarterback. Such a nose. That's now 18 sacks on the season for Hoss Reddick.
22 Reddick was a problem.
Yeah, got to be kicking himself.
He played that as bad as anyone has ever played any negotiation in maybe sports history.
Got to be kicking himself seeing where his team is at right now.
Yeah, he's a Jet.
Yeah, and the Jet didn't get paid for half the year.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And he's going to be a free agent again.
And still not going to get
paid. Still not going to get paid.
Yeah, still not going to get paid what he's looking for.
You know, knocking the quarterback out is a good way to win the football game legally. You know what I mean? I don't want anything bad to happen to Jaden Daniels, but we legally knock him out of the game. I have no problem with that.
Listen, I lost the game because our quarterback got hit late and got his ribs cracked.
Yep.
Couldn't finish.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The NFC Championship game against Carolina, we had to go with Corey the second half of the season. So, I mean, second half of that game.
There will not be a moment from that game in this top five.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Although I did make a couple plays in that game.
Never enough.
Should have looked harder.
I should have definitely looked harder. You're right. But the funny part about, I mean, 17 and 22, for as much angst as 01 through 04 were,
yes.
They were about as stress-free as NFC right. Championships could be.
You're right.
Once Purdy went out, it was game over.
That game was over with, yes.
My third favorite NFC Championship game moment does take us back to Ike Reese's career.
Oh.
And the moment we knew it was over.
Third and goal at the two. Perry in motion. McNabb fakes. Rolling. Firing.
Touchdown.
And it is complete to Chad Lewis for his second touchdown of the game. McNabb to Chad Lewis. And with 3:21 remaining, that could pretty much lock it up.
I tell you what would the two touchdown odds been on Chad Lewis that day? Like?
Man, would have been pretty good. Probably at least plus 2,200.
I was going to say 24.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a crucial touchdown catch because we didn't have Chad Lewis in the Super Bowl.
He broke his foot on that play.
On
right?
that play. Yep.
How about Mike jumping? How about Mike touchdown?
Yeah, don't normally see that. Yeah. you caught that too, huh?
Yeah.
You was a little quick in that one. Yeah, it was 20 years ago.
20 years ago. So, but he's just like, touchdown. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I can tell you know who did catch it? I'm sure Merrill caught it.
Merrill caught that. That's for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
My second favorite NFC Championship game moment, while I was not alive, I would be remiss if this moment from the 1980 NFC Championship game was not on this list.
Jaworski gives off inside, running room, Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 40, 15, 10, touchdown! Over Montgomery! Montgomery explodes on the right side of the Eagles and scores first.
Dude, I love old play-by-play calls.
Yes. Yeah.
They just have that
sound. Football was football.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that the crowd in the mix, I hate to dork out, but the crowd is so loud in that mix, you really feel like you knew what it was like in the vet when that happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and it's just, I was listening to it today, and I know Merrill's been calling. It's just so crazy how long Merrill has been calling.
Oh, that Merrill.
Yeah, he's calling all of them.
He's called all of them.
Yep.
And it happened that moment. Wilbur Montgomery, an iconic Eagles run in their franchise's history. But the number one, my favorite NFC Championship game moment, the moment that the link pretty much melted down, the Patrick Robinson interception.
Oh, yeah.
Keenum goes into a long count, straightens up, takes the snap. Here comes the rush. He's hit, and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Robinson. Robinson at the 30. Cuts back across the field. Patrick Robinson looks for a block. Now he's at the 20. He's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Patrick Robinson!
I just got chills. I, like, wanted to cry hearing that. What a moment. There was just no way they were going to win that game after that.
Yeah.
There is no way.
Yeah, it's a that was a great feeling. And Jack's right. When you look at the championship games, the last two championship games, they were sort of stress-free early in the game. And you could sort of relax, and the celebration began early in those games. Unlike the ones that I played in.
Nah.
Where it was...
a lot of angst.
Yeah, a lot of angst. Usually did not end very well. But I'll tell you what. I know what, leading up to those games, going to the stadium on Championship Sunday, like, it is a different feeling that you get going into the stadium that day. It's just a different atmosphere.
So is it, from a nerve standpoint, what is going through your body?
Well, I'll tell you, there wasn't a game that I didn't have those butterflies.
Really?
You know, up early that morning because you could barely sleep.
Yeah.
That night, I mean, you try to stay in your same routine, but... you know, if you can, God bless you. You had better sort of mental toughness and structure than I had. I tossed and turned, was up early, couldn't get to the stadium soon enough, right? I was usually get to the stadium 3 hours ahead of the game anyway. And, man, by the time it got to about 4 hours before the game, I was ready to go to just get to the stadium. Because you want to get to the stadium, get in the building, and sort of start going through some sort of routine where you can relax. The longer you stay in a hotel, the worse off you are.
Right, because you're just waiting.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You got to be waiting somewhere. You might as well wait.
I might as well wait in the stadium, man. As well wait in the stadium. So it was awesome. And when we finally got it against Atlanta, it was awesome. One thing, the image I'll always remember is Jim Johnson, like, in tears.
Yeah.
And Jim Johnson was hardcore. That's just a guy you didn't necessarily see show emotion. And that was his first trip to the Super Bowl, right? And so we had lost those other three. And, man, it is hard as hell to get back on that horse, losing conference championship after conference championship after conference championship. We lost three of those things in a row. So to get back there against Atlanta, and we didn't have T.O., it didn't even matter. Nobody was beating us that day. Nobody was beating us that day, man, and we knew. We knew we were going to the Super Bowl that day.
And this game does remind me a good amount about that 04 team, 04 game. Because there was a lot of, and Corey mentioned this earlier, the disrespect of the defense, and that's why Doc was so fired up after the game and gave an iconic Doc speech. And the Vic Jaden Daniels thing has kind of been there all week.
Was it at that time, I know because I remember they went back and forth. Was it 1 week into the Super Bowl then, or was it two?
Two.
Because I think they had a couple years where it was 1 week.
It was. You know what, Spike? You might be right. I can't remember. Did we? No, I think we did practice a week before.
Okay.
So we were still in the bye week phase. I'm with you. I do remember when they didn't have the bye week.
And what were those 2 weeks like?
Oh, man. See, so the first week you get all your work done. I mean, the first thing you got to do is all of the logistics stuff for the Super Bowl, which is you got to submit who you're getting tickets for, all that type of stuff. You know, you got to let the Eagles know. They want to know who's flying because they did a family plane. So, you know, we went down as players, but then the families came down, I believe, either Wednesday or Thursday on a separate plane. So you had to make sure you got all that information together with who was going to be flying and that sort of thing. And we got most of the game plan done the week before. So the week of the Super Bowl, it really was just brushing up on what the game plan was going to be.
Got it. Yeah, I can't even imagine having that much time before the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems like...
I tell you what, though. It's long for the fans. It's not a long time for the players.
Because you have stuff to do.
Yes. There's a lot going on in between that time. So it gets there. And it doesn't really hit the players until they get to the host city.
Right.
Wherever the game is going to be at.
And
that's
then you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. We're at the Super Bowl.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows winter sale through January. 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Big V, Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man, what's going on, Spike? Jack and baby, what's happening?
What's up, Big V?
Big V?
Yo, man, listen. You want one word to describe how I feel about the game Sunday?
Yes.
Victory!
All right. I like that.
That's a good one.
And let's face it.
All right.
And I know you try to, you know, hold Spike down. You know, maybe he should get some gummies. Some rollies.
What is up with gummies?
Get a blue chew. Give one to the wife. You know.
Whoa, that's a lot of. A lot of stuff
that's
in your system.
A lot of everything
right
in your system.
Yeah. Yeah, get everything, man. Take a shot, get emotional support dog, whatever it takes, brother. Because, you know, you're not going to make it through here. And we're going to win, okay? There's no way, and there's no way that you can see the Eagles losing. I'm talking 21-31 victory, maybe even 38 victory. I'm talking because, look, we've got the best team. We've got the best coach quarterback combination. I mean, Jalen is going to be, it's going to be like lights out. He's going to put on a display that's so freaking great. Jack Fritz is going to buy Jalen Hurts shirt.
No, that won't happen. But Walker still has his Jalen Hurts jersey, so it's all good.
That's all we need. We just need to get the kids together.
You're talking about an offensive line that's the best in the NFL right now. They're going to be manhandling that defense, making them feel like four-year-olds taking on a 19-year-old. It's going to be awful. The defense is so solid. What you're going to see at the length is gratuitous violence. It'll be like watching Gladiator 2, baby. I'm telling you, we're going to show the world that we are the Super Bowl champions. We're going to show the world that the Eagles are the new NFL dynasty. Because
we are E-A-G-L-E-S
Eagles! Yep. Big V doesn't do it for me. I gotta be honest.
Damn.
Big V doesn't?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? I was thinking of telling you the same thing.
I know. It's the Spidey senses.
Yeah.
Rios, I feel it.
Yeah.
You know, Big V.
Big V feels like he's faking it.
I feel like he is faking it. Yeah. No, I think he's a real Eagles fan. Of course.
Yes, of course.
But like that whole thing, leave that to the pros.
The hype, I know everybody wants to be hype. But when you hear the guys who can really do it, guys and girls, who can really do it, do it. You have to really have to ask yourself, am I in that class?
Right.
Can I do it like they do it? And the answer is, I don't know.
It's tough.
Usually the answer is no.
Like even, but I thought Justin, you know, he got me going today.
Yeah.
I like that Eagles chant.
Yes.
Just a big, it's not a, and I don't mean to kick Big V down on NFC Championship Day, but, you know.
It sounds like you're doing it.
Well, he keeps taking shots at me.
215-592-9494. Damon and East Norton. You're on WIP.
Oh, Damon.
What's yes. Up,
Damon? Hail to the commander.
Oh, left hand up. Left hand up.
You know what? This is such a beautiful day to be talking on this beautiful radio. And I just want to help you out. I will deliver the word of the day. Hey, Justin, drop my music.
What?
No, there's no Justin music. Yeah. There's no music. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up.
Fine. I go acapella. The word of the day is body. As in, I use it in a sentence. Kevin and Allie, congratulations. Mike said to death in your park. Well, guess what? On Sunday, y'all going to see the Eagles give you a body. Jalen Hurts, we're going to knock your knee brace off. And guess what? The Duke going to be twerking with his upper body. Hey.
There's so much bark and so little bite.
Yeah.
Come on, David.
So much bark.
Talk about sounding like
there's
they're
no
faking.
One, no one's afraid of any Commanders fan. Like, this is nothing.
Okay. Jalen Carter, you get ejected from the game. Got a defense and got
no Wait a minute.
Body. How's he getting ejected from the game?
That's your big plan?
Well, dynamite plan, moron.
Best defensive player is going to get ejected.
Talk about a cry for help.
Yeah, that's ballsy.
Because he ain't got no heart. He ain't got no heart.
He plays every snap.
Yeah.
What's that for heart?
Yeah.
Okay, next. Guess what? DJ. He high though. But he kind
of
got.
He could get kicked out of the
That one, for sure.
They going to penalize 1,000 yards.
It's so bad. I love it.
Is this all you have? Do you have anything better?
Come on. Yeah. What?
Hey, if you want to go there, we can go there. All right, we'll take the Ivory Towers to get it, too. Both of them. Blankenship, Cooper and Dean, for 4 pound down. Cooper
and Dean, Ivory Towers.
After pound down. Great Poupon, for 4 pound down. Blankenship, after pound down. Take a trip. Matter of fact, stay home. You ain't going nowhere.
Do you know all I hear is chirp, 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 chirp.
It's like a Jack Russell Terrier,
yeah.
Spike.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You got one tomorrow.
Now we got them yelling. Hello.
You ain't got,
yes.
You ain't got no MVP. You ain't got no rookie of the year. You ain't got no coach of the year.
Yes.
You ain't break no record record. You had a failure.
You want to wait till I get off the radio?
Which is all over Damon's call. Yep.
Yeah.
It's all over
you.
Damon's call.
We
you want my hat?
We've
all right, good
you,
job,
are you
Where the hell is Rod Lakin at?
Yeah.
Where's Taz?
Isn't Taz supposed to be?
Where's security?
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Battle's here.
It's Brian Dawkins' jersey. I like that.
All right.
All right.
She's going to take your hat, I think.
I see.
This is where we are. Oh, yep. It is so crowded.
Oh, wait till we come back from break.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. We got to get everyone. Maybe we could turn the speakers up for once.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
Is anyone working today here?
Nah.
It's Friday, man.
Yeah.
Me?
Just hanging out.
NFC title game.
Taz is over there hanging out.
Nobody's at work.
Yeah.
I'm talking about our people.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Yep.
they ate already. They're chilled.
They're
now.
Doing their own happy hour.
Yes.
Yeah. And Breitmeyer's not stopping anyone.
Pat in Denver, you're on WIP.
Sounds like you guys are getting accosted by the crowd over there. What's going
yes.
on?
Seems like they're getting closer and closer.
That's what the Beatles felt like.
Oh, man. You guys need some defense mechanisms over there. Holy moly. So, I was not feeling that call from whoever that Commanders fan was. Like,
he was trying his best.
Harmless.
Yeah, it was cute.
Yes.
You guys did a good job shutting him down. But, you know, much like the creepy mannequins in Ike's garage, I was feeling a little stiff, you know, before Jaws came on and gave his prediction and his score. So now I'm feeling pretty confident. It's like you got to get rid of that anxiety, man. I'm with you, though. I'm scared of cars jumping curbs and taking me out. I don't know what that fear is. There's got to be a name for it.
It happens. It happens.
It does happen.
Yeah.
It does happen.
Yeah.
So sometimes, Spike, you just got to take a Blue Chew and enjoy the ride. As my
a lot of Blue Chew talk.
Yeah. So much Blue Chew talk.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, go ahead, Pat.
Like, I know you love when I talk about the programming of your show, so I have an idea. You
what?
Get Honest Jack,
yep.
Honest Jack, Tornado Shapiro,
yep.
and Tommy Down the Shore
yep.
to do a full show. They do a full show by themselves. What do you think?
I don't know. All right.
Oh, boy.
This is one of a kind.
It's getting tighter and tighter.
Yep.
It sure is.
You know, speaking of which, he did mention Blue Chew.
He did.
Yeah.
A lot of mentions of Blue Chew.
Yeah, and we're going to mention it now.
Wow. In front of all these people?
Well, you know, here's the thing. There's a big game on Sunday, and maybe you're anxious. You need to take off the edge a little bit.
How about that?
Or are you going to pass the time, Spike?
Yeah, maybe.
Either one.
You know, hop into the bedroom.
Yeah.
Take out a little of that anxiety.
Does it hurt
in a healthy way?
We have the camera
and
thing
Friday
walking
and
right
Saturday.
Back.
Yeah. Well, you saw the camera's package.
The camera thing in the middle of the Blue Chew read.
Yeah.
Don't love that.
That is peak.
So, Blue Chew helps you perform at the times you need to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you at your best, and it's chewable, so you don't have to worry about having a drink. You know, to wash down the pill. No pills to take.
Nope.
Made right here in the USA, prepared and shipped direct from Blue Chew, so it comes right to you once you meet online, and it's all online. So you don't have to go to the doctor's office.
Nope.
There's no waiting at the pharmacy.
Awkward.
Nope. You go on BlueChew.com. You figure out which ingredients work for you. One of their licensed medical providers will do it. Mm-hmm. And then discreet package comes in the mail, and you, my friend, are kicking ass in the bedroom. You are taking names in the bedroom.
Asking, what's my name?
What's my name? And then she's like, we've been together for 15 years. What are you talking about? But in any case, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, as I mentioned, chewable form, and made in the USA, so it's cheaper, but there's nothing cheaper than free. All we want you to do is if you think you might need it, just try it for free. Blue Chew's going to send it to you for free. You go to BlueChew.com, you do that little online consultation, you get the first month for free, and then you will be ready. Chew
it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say,
that guy knows.
Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
That guy knows.
Hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Yeah!
Uh-oh.
Yeah!
Perfect.
Again! E!
A-G-L-E-S-E-O!
There we go.
Beautiful.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Beautiful.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at McGurk's in Rofo. It is packed. We are getting ready for the NFC Championship game. And now is when we do our picks. But before our picks, I feel like we need to get hyped up. And what better to hype us up than one Brian Dawkins and the Eagles? We good? We good? And the Eagles, the audio of this week's Eagles hype video. Take it away.
The path to the Super Bowl is through Philly. We clawed, we scratched, and we fought to get here. We push through the pain and the pressure for this moment, for this hour.
Stafford's got to have it. His throw is incomplete, not close. Philadelphia to the championship game.
And now the hunt continues.
Jalen Hurts, touchdown.
Now is when we reach deep inside and unlock what should not be unleashed.
15, 10, goodbye! Another one!
This is where we become the beast. The threat, the terror.
He's in, they got him!
This is who we are. This is why we're here. This is how we hunt.
Wow, that is a good one.
That guy is insane.
He is. Oh, man.
I love him.
So we'll do our picks. We got to pick the AFC first.
Yes.
Because the headliner is Eagles Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands, the Kansas City Chiefs, Ike, are 1.5-point favorites over the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Your pick.
Well, a little conflicted on this one. Only because I like to see somebody else in the Super Bowl besides the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to see Buffalo in there. I think that'd be a great matchup with the Eagles. But quite frankly, I don't give a damn who it is. We're putting boots to asses in 2 weeks, no matter who it is. But just like we had to avenge Super Bowl 39, the loss to the Patriots, we avenged that in Super Bowl 52. I think we avenged Super Bowl, was it 54? No, it was
59 this year.
No, what was 57?
57.
Yeah, something like that. Should have figured that part out before I started talking. I think we take on the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win this game, and we halt their three-peat. In case you don't know who I'm picking in the next game.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got
hit the
Chiefs.
Breaking news sounder. Right?
I got the Chiefs. Yeah. Yes, I got the Chiefs in that game.
Okay, Jack, Chiefs -1.5 against the Bills. What is your pick?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills. +1.5. I know all the history of Josh Allen. I continue to put the Chiefs on fraud watch. And I need Eagles, Bills in the Super Bowl just to see how those two fan bases would handle it. I'm taking the Bills plus 1.5.
Love that you have the Chiefs on fraud watch. They're 15-2, and they're a favorite in the AFC Championship game.
It's called eye test,
but they're still frauds.
Yep.
Okay. I am also picking the Bills. I picked him over the Ravens because I felt like the momentum and the story was a Bills story in the AFC this year, a Josh Allen story. And while it's hard to pick anyone against the Chiefs, to be quite honest with you, but I am picking the Buffalo Bills to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I think we should flip it around because I feel like Ike, should you go first, or do you want to be the headliner here and go last?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whichever one, I'm ready to roll.
Okay, go first.
All right, listen, I like this game coming up Sunday, man. I really do. I think the Eagles wind up just pulling away in the second half of this game. They're just a better overall team. I think they imposed their will on Washington. Washington has been a great story this year. Jaden Daniels is going to be an awesome quarterback moving forward. I just don't believe it's their time. It's just a little too early to come in against a seasoned team in their building. Under these circumstances, I don't see it happening. I like the Eagles big Sunday, man. I'm going 31-17 Eagles. 31-17 Birds.
And Ike never picks covers.
Nope.
Jack?
Except for last week when we saw what happened.
Yeah.
That was a back. That shouldn't count. It's not right.
Jack, your pick.
So I'm taking the Eagles 27-23. I do think the Commanders keep it close for a little bit, and this feels like a final possession kind of moment for the Eagles. And I've had this vision. I had this vision last night on the air, and I'll share it now. I just envision a Saquon Barkley, like a 70-yarder at the end, a home run.
That's a given.
And Merrill, like, calling, and the Eagles are going to the NFC Championship game. Like, that kind of moment from it's been such a magical Saquon Barkley year. Him having a home run to close out and clinch and the link melting down, that's been the vision I've had the last couple days. So I think Saquon seals it with a home run.
So my pick.
Boo.
I am terrified of the Washington Commanders.
Terrified.
But I have to give you two credit and our listeners credit who have beat the fear out of me enough to make this pick. Jaws as well. Jaws' prediction. But here's the thing. I'm not going to survive a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. I will die if it is a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. So while my mind is telling me a one-point win for the Philadelphia Eagles, my heart is telling me it can't be anywhere near that close or I'm not going to be at the show on Monday. So I am picking the Philadelphia Eagles to beat the Washington Commanders 31-13. Get three turnovers.
Oh, this makes me nervous, actually.
I
like it.
I just, that's the way it's got to be.
I like it. Saquon is big again Sunday.
Of course.
As he normally is.
He's been big in the other two Commanders games. Jalen doesn't turn the ball over. And the defense, who I thought played not their best game last week, we get the defense who has carried us all year long.
Yes, sir.
Just comes through huge. You know, the second half of this year, they didn't get any turnovers the first half of this year. But the second half of this year, they've just been coming. And they're going to keep coming. And we're going to New Orleans. And we're going to annoy everyone.
I got two touchdowns, A.J. Brown Sunday. Book it.
Two touchdowns for A.J.?
Yes.
Is he doing the tush push?
No.
Okay. All right.
I will be betting on Saquon three touchdowns again.
Three touchdowns.
Spike, we're odds, man.
All right, we're going to 31.
Okay. Might as well. Yeah, how are we getting it? Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, listen.
In tax-free Delaware.
It's the only place you need to go for
price
all.
Price is sure. Friends and family. Sorry.
All of your appliance needs. And, you know, the game on Sunday, you got to make sure that your kitchen is ready to go. You got to make sure your house, because listen, you're going to have a week after this to get ready for the Super Bowl, and then another week. We all know that you have a big, big party coming up for the big game, and National Appliance Warehouse is here to help you with all of that. And Spike mentioned it. You know, there's a couple things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. One is you're going to get the best price. Guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also tax-free Delaware, but they have great savings events going on all the time. The Friends and Family Savings Event is backed by popular demand at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get the best appliances for you over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom from Sub-Zero to Budget. Whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, they have for you. And on top of all that, you're going to get a great experience. Their team is knowledgeable. They're fun. You walk in, you feel like you're a part of their family. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Well, the only person that we have that can match... Oh, by the way, final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you more confident or nervous heading into this game? 71% at confident, 29% at nervous. The only guy that can, of our callers, that can match Rios's energy is Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's happening, boys? Let's go.
Uh-oh. Let's go.
Uh-oh. Hey, someone took some special pills.
One. Yeah, boy.
Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to go kick some butt on Sunday. We're going to lead them right out on the field. Blood on the field, whatever we got to do.
All right.
We're going to go kick the butt. We're going to do what we got to do, run the ball, pass the ball. I predict tonight, okay, that we will get 5 touchdowns in this game.
Five.
At 5 touchdowns, 35 points at 2 field goals.
It's good math.
It's going to be between 40 and 44 degrees. We're going to be hot. We're going to get 2 running touchdowns. Saquon, over 150 yards.
Wow.
Yes, sir. This is bump and run coverage on the defense.
There it is.
Strategy.
We ain't letting no red get anything out here today.
Yep.
Let me tell you, the red and gold, turn your face down towards Washington. This is Philly now. This is Philly. The green, black, gray, and white are heading to New Orleans. 41-23.
So what word would you use to describe how you feel?
Yeah, one word.
One word. Execution.
Execution.
Well, that's
actually
that's
how you feel?
Word. Execution.
That's a bigger word than I thought.
Well, and the offense.
It's not an adverb, though. It has to be an adverb.
That's not, you feel today like execution? I don't get what that means.
He's giving you one word to winning the game.
No, I don't want to. I want to know how he feels. Yeah. Like, what is he executing? Waking up? Going to the Wells Fargo Center?
We're executing the game.
All right. Yep.
Herb. Yes. Good job, Herb.
Herb.
What can I tell you?
Herb, as a lover, would you consider yourself like a considerate lover?
Do you execute?
A giver?
Yeah, whenever I got to do, yeah.
Oh.
Just like Jalen. Just like Jalen.
How's that new bar up there, Mike?
McGurk's, it's awesome.
Yeah.
In Royer's Ford?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Love the pictures.
That, right in that shopping center?
It is.
Right near the shopping center?
Yeah.
It's in a shopping center, yes.
The black and white pictures on the walls are awesome, too.
Ike's in one. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
with Trott and D-Nab and Westbrook.
Yep, and Brian Dawkins.
There you go.
Randall Cunningham. That's the NFC Championship game against the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right. And that's when Ike decided he's going to be a Falcon.
I know all about that game.
I got the first whiff.
I know
whiff.
All about that game.
You sure do, Herb.
Yeah, boy.
Who hit Algie Crumpler in that game, Herb? Who hit Algie Crumpler? Yeah, who hit him? That's right. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
All right, Herb. Where are you watching the game on Sunday?
Brian Dawkins.
Buddy.
On Sunday and hit like Brian Dawkins, like Jim Johnson said.
Like Ike Reese.
When I say blitz, we're blitzing.
Watch yourself.
Where are you watching the game, Herb?
Ben Salem, up my boy's house on Columbia Drive.
Okay.
That's where we've been winning at. Stay there.
Okay.
one more.
Good
two
plan.
More to go.
I heard.
All right, brother. Just coming home from work. You know, I've been
there we go. There we go.
All right.
All right, Herb. Now, before we get to the text line, there's one final prediction we need, and that is okay, Andrew. Okay, Andrew, we need your prediction before we go to the text line.
Hey, what it do, fellas? You already know.
What it do, buddy.
What it do.
What it do, baby.
One quick point here. We should change the show at 6 o'clock to Fritz to Pitt. I'm feeling spooky. We're going 42-17. Defense gets two turnovers by the exciting White, and Saquon has a huge first drive touchdown.
He keeps saying he's feeling soupy. What does that mean? I've never heard that before.
I'm Super. Feeling like we're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, got it. All right, okay. 41-17. That's your prediction?
Yes, sir. Hey, can I have one more thing?
Sure. Ooh,
hey! I accept. A-B-L-E-S, Eagles, go Birds, baby.
All right, okay. You channeled Jack there with the mm-mm.
So, yeah, I did.
Very big news in that we have a...
I looked over. I'm like, what the hell?
Hi, Ike.
Yeah. I was expecting to see Jack.
It's not Jack. It's Battle the Text Line guy.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah. And the artist of the Blue Chew songs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bro, we have a new one coming next
week. Oh, okay,
week.
I was going to say, I should play the new one.
No, not yet. Right. Okay, so live text line. Normally this is recorded, but Battle's here. Where you live, Collegeville?
Yeah, thanks for broadcasting that.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, Battle, there's going to be 100 people waiting outside your house.
It took me
a solid half hour
to get here.
Yeah, there's only one house in Collegeville. So.
Right, sure, that's mine.
It's you and John. You and Marks, right? There's the only two houses. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Gee, honey, I really wish we brought our ponchos. The people sitting in front of Jack when he does the Eagles chant.
Yeah, it was very, very spritzy and hawk Tua today. 5 or 6 people came up to me, not kidding anymore about the Jack spinning thing.
Yeah.
But 5 or 6 people came up to me and they were like, I thought the spinning thing was a joke, but I met Jack and he really does. He spits all over the place. It's rough.
It's cold-blooded, man.
It is rough. All right, what's next?
Please no more interview requests. My schedule's already too busy. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Yep. One can only imagine, Ike, if the Eagles win on Sunday, what Kenny's next 2 weeks are going to be like.
Pretty packed.
Yeah, as far as like people asking him, what do you think is going to happen? What's next?
And then we went to Lancaster and had some Scrapple. Do you know what Scrapple is made of? Then we met an Amish guy that looked just like Jason Kelsey. Crazy! Caller Dan, still on hold, detailing his trip.
That was a wild call.
That dude, man, yeah, he wanted to get, not day by day, it was more or less hour by hour he was telling us what he did on his trip.
And so much of that trip had nothing to do with anything. I mean, God bless him, but he was in Virginia, and he was in State College.
And he went to Scranton?
He did go to Scranton. Philadelphia, of course. God bless him, and he would have kept going if we didn't cut him off.
He would have, definitely.
He was like, just give me 2 or 3 minutes. A bold request, especially when the 2 or 3 minutes are that. I love him nonetheless. All right, what's next?
Yeah, boy. Glad you all skipped next question today, okay? My one word for how I'm feeling today is chocolate. Like Reese knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
I do know what he's talking about.
You do. I think everybody knows what he's talking about, to be honest with you. He doesn't hide it very, very well.
Man likes chocolate.
He does. Who can blame him? What's next?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Do these guys think that Blue Chews cure everything? The Blue Chews executives.
That is very funny. And the callers are in on that, too. Yeah. Like, Spike, you're scared. You got to get a Blue Chew. Like, do you know what it does? I don't want to be scared
And stiff.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're scared of.
It's a good point. That is a good point. What's next?
Guys, did you see that there's a cardboard cutout of that camera guy in front of the restaurant?
brings back so many bad memories. The cantaloupes in McGurk's kitchen.
We all know it's him that made love to the cantaloupe. We all know it's DeCamera. What happened to the DeCamera stand-up, by the way? I saw at some point...
Oh, they put that thing in the bag somewhere.
Because I think... what's your on-air name? Dami Dior. I think Dami Dior was trying to steal DeCamera.
Go ahead, take it.
Yeah, the only person. I think even Amy at this point would be like
take that.
All right, what's next?
Who are you going to believe about how our team found toughness? Me and the players or the guy wearing a woman's pea coat? Vic Fangio.
Totally agree.
Truthfully, I go back and forth on Elliot. On one end, I really respect his ability to, like, stick to his take no matter what is in front of him.
Yeah.
On the other end, there's, like, a whole article from Eagles players saying that practice was longer and more difficult, and it made us better. Like, it's in print.
From the actual players.
From the players. And they're like, this made us better. And you ask him, can you admit you were wrong on that? He's like, nah, it wasn't really that different. I was there.
I was there.
Yeah. Jack, we were just saying, though I do respect Elliot's ability to stick to a take, the fact that there was an article outlining how much harder the practices were and how to make them better, and he still will not admit that the harder practices...
Because he didn't see it. Yeah. His practices were just as hard. He won't give in. Did you notice how long it took Battle to get off the stage?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he thought this was his moment.
Yeah, he was loving it.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We got a show to do here, Battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up here like, the text line's over. You heard the music. Get off the stage.
Well, he got off before I got a chance to even ask him about Buffalo.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask him about that.
I was asking him how he's feeling.
He's nervous.
He's a terrified fan. That's how he is like me.
Well, he's been let down a lot lately.
Well, he's the Eagles fan before 2017.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And he's scarred because I told him last year that it was the Bills here. And it was not.
I think we all did.
Yeah. Well, this is it.
We're here.
The next time. First of all, thank you to McGurk's and Royersford, because McGurk's always takes great care of us, and the people that come out are always awesome. It's always packed. This is a new level for me. I mean, today has been wild. So thank you so much to McGurk's.
Thank you to everybody who came out.
Yeah,
my goodness.
So much. It was awesome.
So packed.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. There it is.
By the way, the end of Eagles Week montage has been updated.
With?
The mayor.
Oh, nice.
What happened?
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we had a new one today. Didn't we have a new one?
Well, so Yoshi has been texting me nonstop ever since it happened, adamant that it did not happen.
Okay.
So
you have to hear it before you add it.
I'll have to hear Yoshi. I could always take out one of the letters and make him look like an
idiot. Justin couldn't.
I can confirm it did not happen.
It did not happen. Okay. Oh,
we know you can doctor the.
Bye, Justin.
We know you
Different
can doctor
Justin.
The
See
audio.
See you, buddy.
Yes.
I did not doctor your audio. You can keep saying I did that as much as you want, but to try to help in Eagle circles, that was not doctored.
It was doctored.
No, what happened was you got caught in the middle of someone else's Eagle chant.
Yeah, so how did I mess up the spelling?
Because you're on the air. They're not.
Yeah.
I'm saying, though, wasn't I right along with them, though?
There is no E-L-E-S in Eagles, though.
What do you mean?
Well, even if you were in the middle, you still said E-L-E-S.
No, I said E-A-G-L-E-S.
Nah, I don't think that's what you said at all, actually.
That's what I said.
Well, we'll have to check the tape.
I don't want to hear that tape anymore.
Well, too bad. You got 30 seconds until you hear it.
Well, we will talk to you on Monday, and I'm hoping we hear from Ike the best victory of the season on Monday.
I like that.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E.
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On touchdown, one, two,
one, two, three.
Let's go, Birds! E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-A-G-L-E-S.
E-L-E-S.
to this.
Crank it up.
Okay. E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
That's so bad.
Okay.
That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S Eagles. Let's go, Bird.
Save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And when we I'm so far down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. E. There we go.
Beautiful.
It's a WIP afternoon show.
Beautiful.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at McGurk's in Rofo. It is packed. We are getting ready for the NFC Championship game. And now is when we do our picks. But before our picks, I feel like we need to get hyped up. And what better to hype us up than one Brian Dawkins and the Eagles? We good? We good? And the Eagles, the audio of this week's Eagles hype video. Take it away.
The path to the Super Bowl is through Philly. We clawed, we scratched, and we fought to get here. We pushed through the pain and the pressure for this moment, for this hour.
Stafford's gotta have it. His throw is incomplete, not close. Philadelphia to the championship game.
And now, the hunt continues.
Jalen Hurts, touchdown!
Now is when we reach deep inside and unlock what should not be unleashed.
15, 10, goodbye! Another one!
This is where we become the beast, the threat, the terror.
He's in! They've got him!
This is who we are! This is why we're here! This is how we hunt!
Wow. That is a good one.
That guy is insane.
He is. Oh, man.
I love him.
So we'll do our picks. We got to pick the AFC first.
Yes.
Because the headliner is Eagles Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
As it stands, the Kansas City Chiefs, Ike, are 1.5-point favorites over the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Your pick.
Well, a little conflicted on this one. Only because I like to see somebody else in the Super Bowl besides the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to see Buffalo in there. I think that'd be a great matchup with the Eagles. But quite frankly, I don't give a damn who it is. We're putting boots to asses in 2 weeks, no matter who it is. But just like we had to avenge Super Bowl 39, the loss to the Patriots, we avenged that in Super Bowl 52. I think we avenged Super Bowl, was it 54? No, it was
59 this year.
No, what was 57?
57.
Yeah, something like that. Should have figured that part out before I started talking. I think we take on the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs win this game, and we halt their three-peat. In case you don't know who I'm picking in the next game.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got
hit the
Chiefs.
Breaking news sound, right?
I got the Chiefs. Yeah. Yes, I got the Chiefs in that game.
Okay, Jack, Chiefs minus 1.5 against the Bills. What is your pick?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills plus 1.5. I know all the history of Josh Allen. I continue to put the Chiefs on fraud watch, and I need Eagles Bills in the Super Bowl just to see how those two fan bases would handle it. I'm taking the Bills plus 1.5.
Love that you have the Chiefs on fraud watch. They're 15-2, and they're a favorite in the AFC Championship game.
It's called eye test,
but they're still frauds.
Yep.
Okay, I am also picking the Bills. I picked them over the Ravens because I felt like the momentum and the story was a Bills story in the AFC this year, a Josh Allen story. And while it's hard to pick anyone against the Chiefs, to be quite honest with you, but I am picking the Buffalo Bills to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I think we should flip it around because I feel like Ike, should you go first or do you want to be the headliner here and go last?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whichever one, I'm ready to roll.
Okay, go first.
All right, listen, I like this game coming up Sunday, man. I really do. I think the Eagles wind up just pulling away in the second half of this game. They're just a better overall team. I think they imposed their will on Washington. Washington has been a great story this year. Jaden Daniels is going to be an awesome quarterback moving forward. I just don't believe it's their time. It's just a little too early to come in against a seasoned team in their building. Under these circumstances, I don't see it happening. I like the Eagles big Sunday, man. I'm going 31-17 Eagles. 31-17 Birds.
And Ike never picks covers.
Nope.
Jack?
Except for last week when we saw what happened.
Yeah.
That was a back. That shouldn't count. It's not right.
Jack, your pick.
So I'm taking the Eagles 27-23. I do think the Commanders keep it close for a little bit, and this feels like a final possession kind of moment for the Eagles. And I've had this vision. I had this vision last night on the air, and I'll share it now. I just envision a Saquon Barkley, like a 70-yarder at the end, a home run.
That's a given.
And Merrill, like, calling, and the Eagles are calling the NFC Championship game. Like, that kind of moment. It's been such a magical Saquon Barkley year. Him having a home run to close out and clinch and the link melting down, that's been the vision I've had the last couple days. So I think Saquon seals it with a home run.
So my pick.
Boo.
I am terrified of the Washington Commanders.
Terrified.
But I have to give you two credit and our listeners credit who have beat the fear out of me enough to make this pick. Jaws as well. Jaws' prediction. But here's the thing. I'm not going to survive a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. I will die if it is a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. So while my mind is telling me a one-point win for the Philadelphia Eagles, my heart is telling me it can't be anywhere near that close or I'm not going to be at the show on Monday. So I am picking the Philadelphia Eagles to beat the Washington Commanders 31-13. Get three turnovers.
Oh, this makes me nervous, actually.
I
like it.
I just, that's the way it's got to be.
I like it. Saquon is big again Sunday.
Of course.
As he normally is.
He's been big in the other two Commanders games. Jalen doesn't turn the ball over. And the defense, who I thought played not their best game last week, we get the defense who has carried us all year long.
Yes, sir.
Just comes through huge. You know, the second half of this year, they didn't get any turnovers the first half of this year. But the second half of this year, they've just been coming. And they're going to keep coming. And we're going to New Orleans. And we're going to annoy everyone.
I got two touchdowns, A.J. Brown Sunday. Book it.
Two touchdowns for A.J.?
Yes.
Is he doing the tush push?
No.
Okay. All right.
I will be betting on Saquon three touchdowns again.
Three touchdowns.
Spike Rodman.
All right, we're going to 31.
Okay. Might as well. Yeah, how are we getting it? Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, listen.
In tax-free Delaware.
It's the only place you need to go for
price
all.
Price assured. Friends and family. Sorry.
All of your appliance needs. And, you know, the game on Sunday, you got to make sure that your kitchen is ready to go. You got to make sure your house, because listen, you're going to have a week after this to get ready for the Super Bowl, then another week. We all know that you have a big, big party coming up for the big game, and National Appliance Warehouse is here to help you with all of that. And Spike mentioned it. You know, there's a couple things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. One is you're going to get the best price. Guaranteed by Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Also tax-free Delaware, but they have great savings events going on all the time. The Friends and Family Savings Event is backed by popular demand at National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get the best appliances for you over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom from Sub-Zero to Budget. Whatever you could possibly need appliance-wise, they have for you. And on top of all that, you're going to get a great experience. Their team is knowledgeable. They're fun. You walk in, you feel like you're a part of their family. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Well, the only person that we have that can match... Oh, by the way, final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Marks, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you more confident or nervous heading into this game? 71% at confident, 29% at nervous. The only guy that can, of our callers, that can match Rios's energy is Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what's happening, boys? Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
Uh-oh. Hey, someone took some special pills.
Boys, yeah, boy.
Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to go kick some butt on Sunday. We're going to lead them right out on the field. Blood on the field, whatever we got to do.
All right.
We're going to go kick the butt. We're going to do what we got to do, run the ball, pass the ball. I predict tonight, okay, that we will get 5 touchdowns in this game. Five touchdowns, 35 points at 2 field goals.
It's good math.
It's going to be between 40 and 44 degrees. We're going to be hot. We're going to get 2 running touchdowns. Saquon, over 150 yards.
Wow.
Yes, sir. This is bump and run coverage on the defense.
There it is.
Strategy.
We ain't letting no red get anything out here today.
Yep.
Let me tell you, the red and gold, turn your face down towards Washington. This is Philly now. This is Philly. The green, black, gray, and white are heading to New Orleans. 41-23. Eagle.
Herb.
So what word would you use to describe how you feel?
Yeah, one word.
One word. Execution.
Execution.
Well, that's
actually
that's
how you feel?
Word. Execution.
That's a bigger word than I thought.
Well, and the offense.
It's not an adverb, though. It has to be an adverb.
That's not, you feel today like execution? I don't get what that means.
He's giving you one word to winning the game.
No, I don't want to. I want to know how he feels. Yeah. Like, what is he executing? Waking up? Going to the Wells Fargo Center?
We're executing the game.
All right, yeah.
Herb.
Yes. Good job, Herb.
Herb.
What can I tell you?
Herb, as a lover, would you consider yourself like a considerate lover?
Do you execute?
A giver?
Yeah, whenever I got to do, yeah.
Oh.
Just like Jalen. Just like Jalen.
How's that new bar up there, Spike?
McGurk's, it's awesome.
Yeah.
In Royer's Ford?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Love the pictures.
That, right in that shopping center?
It is.
Right near the shopping center?
Yeah.
It's in a shopping center, yes.
The black and white pictures on the walls are awesome, too.
Ike's in one. Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah,
with Trott and D-Nab and Westbrook.
Yep, and Brian Dawkins.
There you go.
Randall Cunningham. That's the NFC Championship game against the Atlanta Falcons.
That's right. And that's when Ike decided he's going to be a Falcon.
I know all about that game.
I got the first whiff.
I know
whiff.
All about that game.
You sure do, Herb.
Yeah, boy.
Who hit Algie Crumpler in that game, Herb? Who hit Algie Crumpler? Yeah, who hit him? That's right. Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
All right, Herb. Where are you watching the game on Sunday?
Brian Dawkins.
Buddy.
On Sunday and hit like Brian Dawkins, like Jim Johnson said.
Like Ike Reese.
When I put up, when I say blitz, we're blitzing. Watch yourself.
Watch yourself.
Where are you watching the game, Herb?
Ben Salem, up my boy's house on Columbia Drive.
Okay.
That's where we've been winning at. Stay there.
Okay.
You win more.
Good
Two
plan.
More to go.
I heard.
All right, brother. Just coming home from work. You know, I've been
there we go.
Outside today.
There we go.
All right.
All right, Herb. Now, before we get to the text line, there's one final prediction we need, and that is okay, Andrew. Okay, Andrew, we need your prediction before we go to the text line.
Hey, what it do, fellas? You already know.
What it do, buddy.
What it do.
What it do, baby.
One quick point here. We should change the show at 6 o'clock to Fritz to Pitt. I'm feeling spooky. We're going 42-17. Defense gets two turnovers by the exciting White, and Saquon has a huge first drive touchdown.
He keeps saying he's feeling soupy. What does that mean? I've never heard that before.
I'm Super. Feeling like going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, got it. All right, okay. 41-17. That's your prediction?
Yes, sir. Hey, can I have one more thing?
Sure. Ooh, I
accept. A-G-L-E-S, Eagles, go Birds, baby.
All right, okay. You channeled Jack there with the mm-mm.
So, yeah, I did.
Very big news in that we have a...
I looked over. I'm like, what the hell?
Hi, Ike.
Yeah. I was expecting to see Jack.
It's not Jack. It's Battle the Text Line guy.
Hi, fellas.
Yeah. And the artist of the Blue Chew songs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Bro, we have a new one coming next
week. Oh, okay,
week.
I was going to say, I should play the new one.
No, not yet. Right. Okay, so live text line. Normally this is recorded, but Battle's here. Where you live, Collegeville?
Yeah, thanks for broadcasting that.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, Battle, there's going to be 100 people waiting outside your house.
It took me
a solid half hour
to get here.
Yeah, there's only one house in Collegeville. So.
Right, sure, it's mine.
It's you and John. You and Marks, right? There's the only two houses. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Gee, honey, I really wish we brought our ponchos. The people sitting in front of Jack when he does the Eagles chant.
Yeah, it was very, very spritzy and Hawk Tua today. 5 or 6 people came up to me, not kidding anymore about the Jack spitting thing.
Yeah.
But 5 or 6 people came up to me and they were like, I thought the spitting thing was a joke, but I met Jack and he really does. He spits all over the place. It's rough.
It's cold-blooded, man.
It is rough. All right, what's next?
Please no more interview requests. My schedule's already too busy. Kenny from the Dirty 30.
Yep. One can only imagine, Ike, if the Eagles win on Sunday, what Kenny's next 2 weeks are going to be like.
Pretty packed.
Yeah, as far as like people asking him, what do you think is going to happen? What's next?
And then we went to Lancaster and had some Scrapple. Do you know what Scrapple is made of? Then we met an Amish guy that looked just like Jason Kelsey. Crazy! Caller Dan, still on hold, detailing his trip.
That was a wild call.
That dude, man. Yeah, he wanted to get, not day by day, it was more or less hour by hour he was telling us what he did on his trip.
And so much of that trip had nothing to do with anything. I mean, God bless him, but he was in Virginia, and he was in State College.
And he went to Scranton?
He did go to Scranton. Philadelphia, of course. God bless him. And he would have kept going if we didn't cut him off.
He would have, definitely.
He was like, just give me 2 or 3 minutes. A bold request, especially when the 2 or 3 minutes are that. I love him nonetheless. All right, what's next?
Yeah, boy. Glad you all skipped next question today, okay? My one word for how I'm feeling today is chocolate. Like Reese knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
I do know what he's talking about.
You do. I think everybody knows what he's talking about, to be honest with you. He doesn't hide it very, very well.
Man likes chocolate.
He does. Who can blame him? What's next?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Do these guys think that Blue Chews cure everything? The Blue Chews executives.
That is very funny. And the callers are in on that, too.
Yeah.
Like, Spike, you're scared. You got to get a Blue Chew. Like, do you know what it does? I don't want to be scared
And stiff.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're scared of.
It's a good point. That is a good point. What's next?
Guys, did you see that there's a cardboard cutout of that camera guy in front of the restaurant? Brings back so many bad memories. The cantaloupes in McGurk's kitchen.
We all know it's him. That made love to the cantaloupe. We all know it's DeCamera. What happened to the DeCamera stand-up, by the way? I saw at some point...
Oh, they put that thing in the bag somewhere.
Because I think... what's your on-air name? Dami Dior. I think Dami Dior was trying to steal DeCamera.
Go ahead, take it.
Yeah, the only person. I think even Amy at this point
would be like, take that.
Go ahead. All right, what's next?
Who are you going to believe about how our team found toughness? Me and the players or the guy wearing a woman's peacoat? Vic Fangio.
Totally agree.
Truthfully, I go back and forth on Elliot. One end, I really respect his ability to like stick to his take no matter what is in front of him.
Yeah.
On the other end, there's like a whole article from Eagles players saying that practice was longer and more difficult and it made us better. Like, it's in print.
From the actual players.
From the players. And they're like, this made us better. And you ask him, can you admit you were wrong on that? He's like, nah, it wasn't really that different. I was there.
I was there.
Yeah. Jack, we were just saying, though I do respect Elliot's ability to stick to a take, the fact that there was an article outlining how much harder the practices were and how to make them better, and he still will not admit that the harder practices...
Because he didn't see it. Yeah. His practices were just as hard. He won't give in. Did you notice how long it took Battle to get off the stage?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he thought this was his moment.
Yeah, he was loving it.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
We got a show to do here, Battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up here like, text line's over. You heard the music. Get off the stage.
Well, he got off before I got a chance to even ask him about Buffalo.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask him about that.
I was asking him how he's feeling.
He's nervous.
He's a terrified fan. That's how he is like me.
Well, he's been let down a lot lately.
Well, he's the Eagles fan before 2017.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And he's scarred because I told him last year that it was the Bills here. And it was not.
I think we all did.
Yeah. Well, this is it.
We're here.
The next time. First of all, thank you to McGurk's and Royersford because McGurk's always takes great care of us. And the people that come out are always awesome. It's always packed. This is a new level for me. I mean, today has been wild. So thank you so much to McGurk's.
Thank you to everybody who came out.
Yeah,
my goodness.
So much. It was awesome.
So packed.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. There it is.
By the way, the end of Eagles Week montage has been updated.
With?
The mayor.
Oh, nice.
What happened?
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we had a new one today. Didn't we have a new one?
Well, so Yoshi has been texting me nonstop ever since it happened, adamant that it did not happen.
Okay.
So
you have to hear it before you add it.
I'll have to hear Yoshi. I could always take out one of the letters and make him look like an idiot.
Oh, Justin couldn't.
I can confirm it did not happen.
It did not happen.
We know you can doctor the.
Hi, Justin.
We know you
Different
can doctor
Justin.
The audio.
See you, buddy.
Yes.
I did not doctor your audio. You can keep saying I did that as much as you want, but to try to help in Eagle circles, that was not doctored.
It was doctored.
No, what happened was you got caught in the middle of someone else's Eagle chant.
Yeah, so how did I mess up the spelling?
Because you're on the air. They're not.
Yeah.
I'm saying, though, wasn't I right along with them, though?
There is no E-L-E-S in Eagles, though.
What do you mean?
Well, even if you were in the middle, you still said E-L-E-S.
No, I said E-A-G-L-E-S.
I don't think that's what you said at all, actually.
That's what I said.
Well, we'll have to check the tape.
I don't want to hear that tape anymore.
Well, too bad. You got 30 seconds until you hear it.
Well, we will talk to you on Monday, and I'm hoping we hear from Ike the best victory of the season on Monday.
I like that.
We'll talk to you Monday.
Go, Birds!
Whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right, here we go. E-A-L-E!
Well, they jumped the gun. Trent, take it away.
G-O-E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There you go.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the touchdown, 1-2.
1-2-3.
Let's go, Birds. E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
E-A-G-L-E-S!
Eagles.
Crank it up.
Okay. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
That's so bad.
Okay. That was so bad.
Getting pressure up the middle of the huge.
E-S, Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S.